You just told her no. Sorry, baby, I love you. You just say no.
I don't even tell you no.
You do tell
I do not tell you no. I don't even say no to you. I say absolutely not. I say, have you lost your mind?
Hello. My name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 183. How married are you?
Okay, my name is Belief. This is Yvette, and we've been married
12 years.
Live in California, and we got
four kids.
Relationship scary. It's very necessary. We share our love of struggles. We ask how married are you? Every Tuesday and Thursday, shawty. If you're listening, you're in the wedding party. It's okay if you wanna put your hands up. You got the questions, we got the answers.
It's chocolate baby story time.
You can't hear the music. Chocolate baby story time.
It's chocolate baby story time.
1, 2, 3, and
Jen, how do I pop the chat out?
It's chocolate baby story time.
You just gotta make it big, babe.
But he made it separate from the video.
Okay. All right, babe. All right, I'll go first. Chocolate baby story time. This morning, I'm in the shower. No, I'm doing my workout. Oh my gosh. And I'm doing this little, I fell in love with VR workouts. And I've been doing this thing and it's been great. And I'm working out and I'm killing it. I'm in the zone and I'm hearing this like the entire time working out. And I'm like, what is that? So then I'm like, I finished the workout and two-thirds of the way in, it's still going. So I'm like, okay, let me finish this. So I finish it, I walk upstairs, and Anaya is just sitting there whining. And it's a relentless whine, and I'm irritated. I'm like, what is happening? And everyone's just sitting there watching her cry. But apparently, Anaya lost one of her two front teeth this morning, and blood was appearing, and it was very dramatic. And I came in and I shut everything down. I said, all right, cool. You're bleeding. Get out. You are on my pillow. Get out. Okay. What are you in here to do? Did you clean your room? Get out of here. And you stink. Get out. And I just was like, I cleared the whole room out so I could finish my workout.
Go check out my stories from today. I'm going to piggyback on that because Anaya kept having a really hard time with her two front teeth. She went as far as she was looking at Theo's teeth and she's like, why are your two front teeth so big? He's like, they're my adult teeth. You're going to have the same thing. And then she goes on to say, well, I don't want to look like a beaver.
Ooh. It's a cold world, ladies and gentlemen.
And then Theo is trying to help her feel better about the situation because she's really feeling self-conscious about how she looks or whatever.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, Dad's two front teeth are fake.
Yeah.
And so I think this is a perfect opportunity for you to tell the people what happened because Theo was trying to tell the story, but the video cut him off and I didn't let it continue. And so people were like, what? We need to hear this story.
Oh, this is perfect. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So
this is no longer chocolate.
Yeah, so my wife and I, we were going to get married, Yvette and I, we were going to get married in 2 months. And I'm a humanitarian. You know what I'm saying? What are you doing?
I'm trying to turn down my headphones. Your voice is really loud in my head.
Is that better?
Dang. You just turned
it down. Oh, I'm sorry. So, yeah, I'm a humanitarian, man. I'm trying to do good for the earth. And so as I'm working, okay, so hold on real quick. Jordan, can you do me a favor? Can you open the door and just let me have the children? Because I hear them and I should not. Oh. Uzi's trying to get through. Can you help him? Thank you. So I'm a humanitarian. I'm donating blood to the Red Cross during this time. My blood type is in need. People need my blood type. You know what I mean? I found out my blood type. I was like, yeah, go ahead and take me, boss. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing wrong with me. So I'm trying to do all this stuff. And I went to go get fitted for my suit. And then I went home and I did this little dance in the mirror because I was I had my suit on. And I was like, damn, man, this is dope. And I went to go get blood and I never ate. The next morning I went to work And while I was at work, I was like, dang, I'm hungry. So I was like, hey, real quick before the next client gets here, because I was a rehab assistant at the time. And I was like, can I go grab a bite? And they were like, yeah, yeah, go ahead. You know, I went, ran over to Starbucks. This is in,
La Jolla.
Yeah. I ran over to Subway in La Jolla, and they had them little breakfast flatbread sandwiches.
They probably still have them.
And I just jogged lightly over there, and like I stopped, and the next thing I know, I was face down trying to wake up. I fell on my two front teeth and broke my two front teeth, and the sound I was hearing sounded like a jackhammer. It was my teeth scraping up against the concrete. And they had to send me to the hospital because I walked back to work and I didn't even eat. I walked back to work and no one helped me. I walked back to work and they called an ambulance and they were like, nah, you got to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. So I went to the hospital 2 months before our wedding. I had no teeth. Them joints was all jagged. It was crazy. And so I had veneers. These two are veneers. But I had a gap.
Yeah.
I had a gap in my teeth, and the gap got fixed. So,
yeah. Yeah, we were having that conversation, too, because we were like, who has, like, because Anaya, I'm thinking that when her two front teeth come in, she's probably going to have a little bit of a gap.
She's going to have something.
She's going to. And so I was like, oh, let me look. And so we started looking at everybody. And so Uriah and Uzi also have a gap as well. So it's not as, like, big, but it's a gap.
Oh, okay.
So interesting. I was like, you guys get that from your papa. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, which you should know, next week we are having our first ever How Married Are You live event here in San Diego County. And we want you there.
Yeah.
We want you there. The tickets are on sale. They are in sale right now. One thing you may or may not know is we do have a virtual ticket option available to you. However, your first choice should be in person because we want to partay with the wedding party.
Yes.
So please, we have VIP tickets that will get you Friday night, which is our VIP exclusive event from 4 to 8 p.m. It is going to have, we're going to have the pass tray, fancy shindig, think wedding reception.
Yeah.
It's going to be cocktail attire. It is going to be lit. We have a DJ dancing. Glenn and I will be having a special conversation that evening. It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah. And hold on real quick. I know you're about to go in, but we actually have the commercial.
Oh, we do have the commercial.
Yeah, let's run the commercial.
Y'all, do you want to hang out with us and the rest of the wedding party in person? Well, let me tell you something. Now is your chance. On July 28th through the 29th, we are throwing a party. We're calling it the How Married Are You Live.
This is our introduction to retreats. We are super excited to add so much value. We've been giving free value for a long time and sharing the ups and downs and the hard parts and the best parts of marriage. This upcoming July 28th and 29th is your opportunity to get the nitty gritty on how we really got through a lot of that stuff. And so we want to invite you guys. It's going to be super fun. And we're back. We are back. All right. So let's go ahead and hop into this. Make sure you buy your tickets. Make sure let's go ahead and hop into this concept or this thing we gotta talk about.
Okay, so we have like a couple of people who have followed up with us on some things that they wrote in about and then we've responded about. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna start from the most present to past. And so we on
Tuesday
we went live and we chatted about a situation where a friend of the opposite sex asked, okay.
A married.
You recap the episode while I pull up the email.
Okay, so there was a married woman whose best friend's grandparent passed away, and he was asking for his best friend, the woman, to come and support him during the time of need.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband was like, nope. And we left it off as there. We talked about all this, but I think there, since there's a follow-up and a little bit more information, some you guys will be privy to, some you won't be privy to, we're going to kind of explain a little bit more and see if we still feel the same way.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is her email back to us, and I'm going to read it in its full form because she's so funny. She goes, LOL, so holy sugar honey iced tea. I forget where she's from. Never expected to hear you guys read my email on this beautiful new set. So I definitely wanted to clarify things because I see how it could be very vague. So my best friend's grandmother, unfortunately, was slowly deteriorating for some time to the point he renovated their house to move her in. In April, things took a turn for the worse when she was diagnosed with stomach cancer. He really took things hard and his fiance stepped up big time to help with her while tending to their two kids. For the last few weeks of her life, I supported him via phone and FaceTime and offered to buy dinner and help any other way from such a long distance. When reaching out, he did say he needed emotional support and assistance with his daughters and really wanted his fiance to tend to her prior engagements she planned the year before. Granted, I don't know, I personally wouldn't go if I were in her place at that time. It's not really my place to judge. I also completely understand him wanting her to go as a relief before the funeral and moving her stuff out. To be clear, there's never been anything outside of a genuine platonic relationship, friendship between us, and he's my brother from another. So on the flip side, yes, I choose my husband and love him despite the difficult times. This flustered me because I watched and supported him when he was consistently helping his female best friend in her time of need. Even had his best friend and her daughter move in with us to help them for a few months. Hearing your talk feedback makes me wonder, would it feel so uneasy about it? I think there's a couple typos here, but I think we got it. If I was going to help a female friend, because I saw how Glenn immediately got squirmy while he read the email. LOL. I don't know that I'm naive, although a person panhandling does always pull my heartstrings, LOL. I was raised in the military, so family is important to me, and with us both having best friends of the opposite sex, I wish the demeanor would have been reciprocated, especially because I've lost such great friendships and feel terrible for not being there when asked. I guess there is a discussion that needs to be in regards to boundaries, expectations, and rules again, because it seems to have changed since dating. Hopefully that clears up some things. Thanks so much, Glenn and Yvette, for your feedback. I totally related to her when she was talking about the whole, like, being in a military family and growing up and how family, for those of you who don't know, is like friends who are family, which I think everybody should know. But anywho, like, I understand that because I feel like that was the foundation of a lot of our issues when it came to that. Where I held the reverence I held for my family and the family that we've created as Glenn and Yvette Henry.
Is that a question?
No, I'm well, yeah. Well, no, it's a statement.
Okay.
But you should co-sign it or not. You don't co-sign it?
You have reverence for them? No, like, I get it. Like, yeah, like, it's important. You know, family is important. That's a tribe. That's a village. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really important. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that today on the live. This, like, expert nanny hopped onto our live, and she was born in the 50s, and she's, like, I guess the nanny to, like, movie stars and stuff. Mm. And she kind of tapped in and was like, how important it is to talk about village and how well we're doing village. I agree that it's important. I still think that, you know, some things are not my fault, but they're still my responsibility and my problem, you know? And I don't think that what is happening is her fault, you know? Like, it's like she wants to be there for a friend. I think that's great. Mm-hmm. But she can't because of who she's married to. Mm. And we were talking about this a little bit earlier, and you were like, what? Because I was like, right?
What do you mean, what?
Because you were like, really? Because when I said, no, she can't go. She can't go, you know? Mm-hmm. Not because of she needs to be obedient to her husband or whatever. It's just that that's who she married.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get it. And that's now something that she has to deal with because she's married to him.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
But that is what it is. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, because they're in both of our situations, because you weren't ready to deal with something, that's just what I had to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Like, something could be right, but because you're not ready to receive it as right, that doesn't mean, like, I can't do it until you're on board.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me on that? Or, like, am I tripping? Because you squint your eyes and you're nodding, but I'm reading you, and I feel like you're like, this and BS.
No, I'm just trying to follow you.
Okay. Okay.
What you're saying.
All right, so, you know, there's certain things that, oh, this is a great example. It's probably one of the only examples I have, but, you know, as we're talking about, like, you going to therapy, or, okay, like nannies. I was anti-nanny. What do we need a nanny for? We here, you here. What you need a nanny for?
Mm-hmm.
No, I need help around the house. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And because I didn't understand that, you could not have a nanny.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But then I talked to some people, and they're like, bro, get her a freaking nanny. Your problems change. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's normal? I didn't know it was normal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're talking about someone who didn't grow up in, like, my everyday was not being in a nuclear family. And then to think someone else would come in and be a part of that community, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My grandmother lived 200 feet away from me.
Yeah.
In an apartment. She could have lived, we could all live together. But that's not what I grew up seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't something I had access to. And you paid the price for that until I understood. And then you were able to have it because mm-hmm. we were in agreement or we were in alignment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, that is the cross that she has to bear because of who she's chosen to marry. Now, she could not deal with that no more. You know what I'm saying? That would be her prerogative. You know what I mean? And something that, but I think that his lack of understanding is what she has to, like, pray for and, like, grow through, you know?
Yeah. I love the context that we were able to get from the fact that, like, he had his best friend, who is also a female, and her children move in with them for, like, a couple of months. That's a big deal. Like, that's a lot. And she can't just travel across.
And it's a female.
And right. It's a female. In the house, mind you.
Yeah. He wilding, I think he tripping. You know what I'm saying? That's just me, though.
Okay, so with that context, you would let her go. Because at first, I think you were kind of like, nah, sis, you need to stay home. But now yeah. with this information, you would be like, oh, yeah, girl, go.
Well, I mean, the context helps, right?
Yes.
Like, he wants her help specifically with his daughters.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that changes things, mm-hmm. right? Because if he says, hey, I need emotional support for my daughters during this time while I'm organizing this, oh, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just saying, I need emotional support,
mm-hmm.
no, you don't.
Yeah.
Jesus. Therapy, somebody else.
Like, exercise.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Something else can provide you what you need.
Yeah.
So I do believe that he's out of pocket. It does change things, but it's not like I didn't marry him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but you have had to, like, because of my immaturity, it has cost you.
Because of whose immaturity?
Mine.
Oh, yours.
You know what I'm saying? And because of your immaturity, it has cost me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I can't really move forward without Yvette understanding where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that costs something. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
does that make sense, y'all? Y'all mad at me?
Okay, so Tamika asks, did I miss the part why her family don't like him?
Well, first of all, Tamika should be on vacation.
I don't think, is that our Tamika?
I think that's our Tamika.
Oh.
Maybe not.
I don't know if that's our Tamika.
Okay, cool.
But we are not going to share that. She did disclose that information, which was very helpful context. But we're not going to, she doesn't want that shared. So we're not going to share that. But yes, you did miss that because we didn't share it. So we like to honor y'all so that y'all keep riding us and letting us chime in on things.
Yeah.
So we are not going to say anything more on that. I can't, what's happening? You did can't something. Go down.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I made it bigger so I can read.
Okay. I think that's it. Okay, so we got another follow-up email.
I don't know about this one.
You don't know about this one. This one is, I love the way she titled it. Hold on, let me pull it up. She titled it, My Jambalaya, A Dilemma Following Episode 181.
Okay.
Okay, so following on from the My Family Doesn't Approve of Him episode number 181, I have a dilemma. I'm also 26 and have been journeying with a guy for 2 years. The first day he met me, he told me he thought I was beautiful and over time invited me in to have his friends as my friends and his community as my community. That sounds like us. No?
What? I'm confused. Is this a follow-up from the person who wrote in? Or is this someone saying, hey, I got a similar situation from this episode?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Okay, where did it go? Okay. What I didn't know at the time is these friends were to him equivalent to family because his family of origin story is similar to Glenn. Parents divorced young, very minimal attachment to family members. People be knowing you. Y'all know so much about us.
My parents wasn't even married. So.
Yeah. Things got to a point where a pattern arose as we were journeying together. Where new friends kept being made for various needs, and it was affecting my ability to relate with him or honestly communicate my needs in relating.
I'm scratching.
Oh, I'm like, are you trying to tell me something subtly? We get this? Dang it, you keep making me lose. Like I said, y'all, paragraphs. Press enter. I don't know where I'm at. Are the children okay?
Oh, yeah, she wants a roller chair.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh. Tell her no. No. Sorry, baby. I love you.
You don't do that when you tell me no.
What?
You just told her no. Sorry, baby. I love you. You just say no.
I don't even tell you no.
You do tell me.
I do not tell you no.
You tell me
I say,
no.
I don't think that's a good idea. Or maybe we should think about this. I don't even say no to you.
Yes, you do. I hear no.
I say no to other people through you.
What?
I'll tell you no for someone else. You'll be like, hey, such and such wants you to do this. Absolutely not. I don't even say no to you. I say absolutely not. I say, have you lost your mind? I say.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't say no to you like that. I don't say no.
You do say no.
No, I say absolutely not.
You just said no to me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I love you so much. Finish the email.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
What happened? So things got to a point where a pattern arose as we were journeying together where new friends kept being made for various needs and it was affecting my ability to relate with him or honestly communicate my needs in relating. I started to realize he curates the coming in and going out of people in his life based on what he wants for that period in time. I also noticed he would communicate danger with some of the friends he's had for 7+ years when they would approach me for conversation or try to form a bond with me, similar to how Glenn would communicate to Yvette the dangers from his life's experiencing with family. Are we following so far?
This email is cryptic. But keep going.
Okay. So all the indirect communication was getting overwhelming. So I reached out to him saying, I noticed we relate with each other as people that like each other and that if that's the case, we should start planning together. You know, get rid of all the loop-de-loop. He told me he has a lot of friends and I don't have to worry about him. And if I'm not feeling fulfilled with him, I should find people that will invest in me. I was confused. He then went on to friend zone me. We've had similar cycle of conversation before when I expressed appreciation for him in a way that didn't involve his approval committee of friends. I didn't intend for my communication to communicate a lack of satisfaction, but a desire for clear and honest dialogue between us that has often been indirect and eggshelly. Other than that, I don't think he realized the way he relates with his friends and views them is how you would relate with and view family. And that because there are so many, his friends seem to use that to keep him at his beck and call. I.e., if we don't approve of it, this isn't something you should be wanting, or it needs to be make sense to us to make sense in your life, because we've been in your life so long. I don't know how to approach this, and it feels very sticky, especially because aside from this issue, I think everything about him is amazing, and I don't know of any other man who is amazing to relate with as him. Looking forward to hearing back. That was kind of a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
The sentence is...
Yeah, so sometimes I... And this is no offense. You're going to be offended.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm already offended, so go ahead.
So sometimes when you're telling me a story, it seems like this email. And I'm just kind of like, where are we going, friend?
Because you have to have all the like background.
Yes, it's
knowledge.
So many different pieces, and I'm just trying to stay up to it.
Yeah.
So what can I just try to sum
Which
it up?
Which is why I wish that this was like in paragraphs.
Yeah.
Like, this
point
is
one,
part.
Point two. Yeah. All right. Okay. So from what I understand, this guy's very friendly. He's got a lot of friends. He treats his friends like family.
Mm-hmm.
They're really invested into him. He's invested into them.
Mm-hmm.
She is a part of that. And mm-hmm. she can come along and ride. But if she ain't down with the squad, she got to get up out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I'm getting?
So I'm gathering that too, but I feel like there's a little bit more of a nuance. Did you guys hear anything else?
They weren't listening. Look at him. Look at those guys. They got marriage training wheels on.
Okay, let's see. Context.
Yeah, you're going to have to chat GPT to eat that email and say,
can you explain
down.
This? Oh, let
yes,
me just try it really
let's
quick.
Let's just do it.
Let's just try
send
it.
Send it
really
to Jen.
Quick.
Have them put it in Jen.
No, I can do it all
okay.
by myself.
Okay. Yikes. ChatGPT gonna be like, absolutely not.
What are you talking about?
Get out
Should
of
I
here.
Should I say, can you summarize this?
Into two sentences. Like, can you summarize this story
it
into.
Just spits back Glenn's confused face.
Yeah.
Or summarize into five bullet points.
Two bullet points. We only need to know what we have to respond to.
I'm seeing five sentences, y'all. Okay. As a 26-year-old person has been in a relationship with a guy for 2 years. Initially, he welcomed them into his circle of friends, which he considers as his family due to his own family background. However, over time, the person noticed a pattern where the guy continuously makes new friends for specific needs.
Got it.
Making it difficult for them to connect and communicate openly. The guy seems to curate his friendships based on his current desires. When the person confronted him about this and expressed a need for more transparent communication, he responded by suggesting they find fulfillment elsewhere and friend-zoned them. The person is confused and feels stuck as they appreciate everything else about him but are uncertain how to handle this issue. Man, ChatGPT is.
Hey, let me add that one time for ChatGPT. Round of applause. Let me explain something to you. ChatGPT for marriage. I need it. Like on my ring.
So you can...
She just said this. Am I supposed to clean the chicken or am I supposed to just take it out?
Yeah.
Clean the chicken.
You press the button and be like, listen to this real quick.
Exactly.
That was amazing. I'm impressed, ChatGPT.
Okay. Yeah. So I think she just got to take the L. What you think?
What do you mean, take the L?
She got friend zoned.
And just leave it at that.
Can you go back to the
it's
chat?
It's hard because to chat GPT.
No,
oh,
to,
no
the,
to
chat.
The chat.
Sorry.
I'm so confused. The concept of not being able to move forward until your spouse understands they're behind. Some of the chat people are behind.
Okay.
However, yeah, I don't know. Because what I think is happening, I don't really understand the part where she's talking about the friendship, because it seems like he has friends that are long-term friends. Did you receive that?
She has friends at
he
all?
He does.
Yeah.
And that he's been helping her to be a part of the community, but then
he makes new friends.
Yeah.
But I don't do that. She tried to relate him to me, and that's not who I am.
No. She was saying, because I think I don't remember which episode, but recently you were sharing on the podcast about how you tried to give me a heads up, like, this is what you can expect from
yes.
this friend. or this family member. And so don't put your expectations any higher than that, because this is where you need to have the bar. I've been doing this for a long time, so just keep the bar right here.
Right.
And then I had to experience that for myself. And so she's saying all the indirect conversations. So I'm thinking, she's like, well, I don't really like him telling me all this. It's like, if you have to tell me this about your friends, then why are you even friends with them? That's what I'm gathering. But I could be wrong in my gathering.
Yeah. That's that math of, like, you know, like, y'all, that was like very loving for you to do for her, to make that up. Cause I didn't get that at all from her. You know what I'm saying? That's how women be protecting each other. Y'all just be like, I think this is what she means, you know? But I don't think so. I don't think that's it, babe.
She said, I reached out to him saying, I noticed we relate with each other as people that like each other, and that if that's the case, we should start planning together. You know, get rid of all the loop-de-loop. He told me that he has a lot of friends and I don't have to worry about him. And if I'm not feeling fulfilled with him, I should find people that will invest in me.
So what I gathered from what he said was that was very clear communication. Hey, I got a lot of friends. This is, it is what it is. If you don't feel invested or fulfilled, you need to go find people that invest in you. But this right here is my support system. When she says loop-de-loop, that was not enough information. I don't know what that means. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm gathering from what you just said that maybe she's feeling like he's invested more in his friendships than he is invested into this relationship that they have both shared, obviously, that they like each other. Someone in the chat said, can we have some of these people call in to explain what they mean? I really wish that, I would love for someone to be willing to do like a live conversation, but I feel like they'd want their voice disguised.
Yeah.
So that would be the only thing about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it would help, because I could ask, we could ask like follow-up questions.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting for them to respond to the episode. But yeah, I'm just going to, a lot of people are like, run.
Yeah, so run from the guy?
Yeah.
I think he's giving you an out, you know? I think he doesn't want to be with you, and I think that it's obvious, and I think you should let him go. Obviously, he sees his friends as valuable as the relationship, and he needs someone who can exist in his ecosystem, and I don't think you want that. I think you're trying to develop a relationship with him, and he wants you to exist in his world. And I don't think he wants to choose. And I think this is a really good sign, because I feel like in this moment of time, you're going to be able to recognize that he will have a hard time choosing you when it really counts. You know, so if it's a situation where one of his friends needs something, he might be dipping into the bank account to do it. You know what I'm saying? Or being there for that person, because he values them that much. So I just think it's I think it's really awesome. And I'm sorry that you found someone who you really love, and or who you think you like a lot and you want to be with, and he's amazing and awesome and all that stuff, but he ain't the one. And if you do end up with him, I'm not gonna say you deserve whatever you get, but you deserve exactly what it is, because he's showing you all the signs.
Yeah, it's definitely something that could possibly be grown out of, but he is letting you know up front this is where his priority is, and he would rather you adapt to his world than you, and then to create a new world with you.
Yeah.
And that is kind of unfortunate, which is like the opposite of what you did.
Opposite of what I did?
Mm-hmm.
What did I do?
I feel like you were kind of breaking up with your friends.
No, it was only like one girl. Yeah. It was like one girl who I was like in like a very deep friendship with. And, you know, but it wasn't like she was definitely my friend, but she wasn't like super committed to me. You know what I'm saying? Like anytime she get a boyfriend, like I wouldn't talk to her for months sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And so I recognized her pattern, and I was like, well, I'm serious about this girl, and I don't think it's ever going to be like a breakup thing. So, you know what I mean? And it wasn't like, but it just was like, man, I'm telling this girl I love her. And just for you to me to get off the phone with her and I say, hey, I love you, and you not to have any attachment to her,
Uzi,
that could have been very confusing. Are you done getting love? Are you done? You don't have to be done. I'm just asking. Are you done? passive aggressiveness.
His love expired.
Yeah.
He's not that into you.
Yeah, he's just not that into you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just accept your placement in the friend zone and move on.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, if you got all them daggone friends, and one of them dudes might be, he might be ready to leave one, the whole squad for you. You better go shopping. What? You're already there. You might as well just be like, yeah, I am a friend. Yeah, this is nice. Mm-hmm. I like this group. You know what I'm saying? Like, and just find your man, girl. How married are you?
I'm so married that on, I don't know what day that was, I came home from my workout and you were like, did you get me a 5-hour energy drink? And I was like, huh? I was caught off guard. But then the next day when I came home from my workout, I had brought you a 5-hour energy drink. I was like, you ain't gonna catch me slipping. And yeah. I heard you gulp it down this morning. Yes. One of them. While I laid in bed, I did not wake up early this morning. Or because we had a rough night.
It was a rough night.
Children.
A rough night.
How married are you, my love?
Last night when I came home, it was hot in our house. It was super hot. And, oh, no, this is a better one. Because all I did was turn on a fan.
For real? What the heck?
The house fan. Which means you got to open windows at the same time.
Okay.
But the other day, you sent me on a Mission Impossible.
What did I do?
You were like, because you, I don't know why, for some reason, at this age of yours now, you can't sleep without an eye mask. All of a sudden, it's eye mask time. Eye mask season. She can't sleep without it. So, she's like, can you go get my eye mask downstairs? And I went to go look for it, and it wasn't there. And I was like, I don't know where it is. You know what I'm saying? And then I was like, I came back upstairs, and you were like, ugh. So I ended up, like, turning the lights off so that you could sleep in the darkness instead of keeping the lights on.
And that sleep that night was not good.
I know.
It was bad sleep.
Did you, where was your eye mask? No, expose yourself, because this is disrespectful.
I was really hoping you wouldn't ask that question.
It was it under your pillow?
It was in the bed, for sure.
It was in the bed.
It was in the bed.
Among the popcorn kernels, the chip crumbs.
Oh, my God.
But did you know you kind of sleep with your eyes open a little bit?
No, I didn't know that. Maybe that's why my sleep is so bad and I need the extra darkness.
Yeah, I'll be looking at her like, and this is like little eyes just be sitting on.
Anaya
like,
does that.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, I can't sleep without it. But I have a question, because you keep like putting me out there on the streets, and I just want to know, because I just want to know, do y'all be eating in bed? Like, is that a thing? Like, I know I can understand certain things. I try to avoid eating in bed, but sometimes I just be controlling.
What's off limits in bed for you?
I knew you were gonna say that.
What's off limits?
Well, I don't know. I would say I don't know what's off limits. Yeah. Like ramen.
Okay. Ramen.
I want to think of something.
Ramen is off limits in bed, ladies and gentlemen.
Do y'all be eating? Nope, never eating in bed. No, I do not eat in bed. Come on, now. Y'all be eating in bed.
Eating in bed, to me, is complete lawlessness. Like, it's like, you know, like, breakfast in bed is supposed to be a special thing that happens once, you know, every blue moon. You know what I'm saying? You just cozy up and so many things are being displaced. Like, I could like hear a crumb drop. I'm like, dang, man. Like, I know, like, I just be daydreaming, like, oh man, like, if I ever shrunk down to like, remember Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? And I like perused through here, like, I would eat for days because of like chips.
That's not true.
Man.
Babe, I'm not a messy eater. But that is so funny, because I used to be that person. I used to be the one that was like, no, I'm not eating in bed. Like, that's just a rule. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then something happened. And I think what happened, do you want to know what happened?
Being a mother.
We got a TV in our room.
Oh.
We got a TV in our room. And at the end of the night, I'm just like, I want to like snack and watch. But I don't want to do it downstairs, because I don't want to fall asleep downstairs. I'd rather fall asleep upstairs.
I think eating in bed is like the first step to becoming homeless. Now hear me out.
What?
Because look, you have a bedroom for sleeping. You have a bathroom for peeing, right? You have a kitchen for eating and a dining room for cooking. Once you start to merge those rooms, you come into like a apartment or a studio, and it just gets smaller and smaller. And then you might as well just go camping. You know what I'm saying? It's all one place.
And that's just how married we are.